1927, the original Carter family were starting to do some recording because of a man named Ralph Peer, who came to Bristol, Tennessee with his equipment to start recording what he was calling hillbilly music. Well, the Carter family, of course, was A.P. Carter and his wife, Sarah, and Sarah's cousin, Maybelle. Maybelle married A.P.'s brother, Ezra. They called him Eck, and so therefore Maybelle becomes a Carter. Well, Jean Ritchie was listening to radio, too, back then, and this is how she found out about some of the beautiful, sentimental songs that were being played over the airwaves during those days. Now, this is Jean speaking. We heard about the radio for a long time before we ever saw one, but the day that my brother Raymond brought one in home, that was a day we all remember. That was one day I was mad because we had such a big family. I never got to have the earphones. I was the least one, and so naturally I had to be the last in everything. But this was even worse because we tuned in on Amos and Andy, and the ones that had the earphones first would want to know what was happening since they listened, and they'd snatch them back again. Everybody was laughing and slapping their knees and telling what the radio was saying, and I couldn't understand a word of it because every time I'd reach for the gear, someone else would snatch it away and clap it on his own head. Finally, I commenced to holler, and Mom took the things off of Raymond's head and fitted them down over my ears. "What'd you hear now? Tell us quick. What are they saying?" Well, it's somebody singing, like, "Is I Blue, Is I Blue." Pauline and Jewel were crazy about the songs they heard through the earphones, and they had to listen and learn them and sing them so we could tell whether we liked them or not. They were getting to be all the fashion, those radio songs. The young folks went around singing Pale Wild Wood Flower and Sweet Fern. Hillbilly songs, the radio called this music, and it claimed that these songs were sung all through the mountains. But we never had heard anything just like them before. I guess if it hadn't been for the radio, it's no telling how long it would have taken us to find out that we were hillbillies, or what kind of songs we were supposed to sing. But the radio soon fixed all that.
Oh, I'll twine with flamingos and waving black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, and the myrtle so bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader and eyes look like blue. Taught me to love him. name and call me his flower. That was blooming to cheer him through life.